Hello, listeners. I am Miss Suyu, and this is The Whole Truth. It is a Thursday here in the USA, November 10th, 2022. And for those that celebrate, Thanksgiving and Christmas is near, close, right at your doorstep. I missed everyone over the weeks. That's right, I did, believe it or not. I like to talk, and I wanted to find something to talk about, and some people are tired of hearing me. They don't want to listen. They tell me to shut up, find a job, a real job. There are some that say, I am an angry woman. I am evil. I need to get off the streets and get a job. I am a loser. I need to find a husband, someone that's really going to love me, and all of the above, you feel me? But I'm here right now talking to you, and I'm grateful for those supporters, critics, everyone that just likes to hear me talk. And if you don't care about me, I understand you're not the only one. And my question, is it my prerogative? I'll be back with more. When they refuse to prosecute, remember the truth, the whole truth, hopefully nothing but the truth. Miss Suyu Branding, MissSuyu.com, bringing it to you, the whole truth. More coming up. Is it my prerogative? Really? And what do I mean? Well, I'm here asking questions and I want answers just like anyone else. And I believe in this world, everyone has a right to believe. And I don't care what people say about the world and the way it is supposed to be and the way that they want it to be. The simple thing about life is accepting things the way they really are. The world is simply the world. Yes, sometimes I do say the world should be like this and the world should be like that. But sometimes I have to stop and think about what I say as well. The world, the way it is right now, some people think it's going to get better. Some people think it's getting worse. And I don't know the future, and I cannot predict the future. I didn't create this world, so how do I know the way the world should be? I can think. I can have an opinion, right? But do I really know? Do I have a crystal ball? Am I a psychic? Can I tell people everything that's going on and that is about to really happen? That's a big job. That's a huge responsibility right there, right? So, right now, I can just be me. Simple as that. And sometimes in this world living, when I try to be me, it seems to be a problem. What's wrong with me being me? If you can be you, what's the problem? If someone that lives in another country is happy with themselves, what's the problem? If someone in another city or town is happy, what's the problem? Is it my right to interfere with someone else's happiness? control someone else because I don't like what someone is doing? Does that make me angry because I'm disagreeing with someone else? The way someone views life in this world is contrary to my beliefs. Is that odd? Abnormal? I don't think it is, really, seriously. If you really stop and picture this whole thing. We have different people all over the world. It's a huge conglomerate, atmosphere, environment of diversity. People from here, the east, the west, the north, the south, there. And we all make up this world. So what is wrong with me having my own objective? My own stand. My own view. Is anybody listening? Do I have to feel as though I am so wrong and so internalized because I have my own opinion and my own view? If I want to say something, I'm silenced. If I want to do something, I'm excluded, I'm prohibited. Not because I am harming or violating. It's because we're living in a world where people have different beliefs. And maybe they are so unhappy, they're not understanding my simple prerogative. So am I wrong for having it? Am I so dirty and low down and wrong? Am I such a sinner? Am I such a nasty, hateful, mean person because I believe? Because I feel, because I think, because I have needs, because I want, because I desire, because I feel something maybe that someone doesn't feel? Am I still human? Yes. Am I still valued? Am I still included to the extent that I am equal? And I sometimes try to understand the way the system works here in America. When someone is in a position of authority, they feel as though they had enough, and they will give you instructions and tell you what to do. And they know the instructions aren't ethical. And they know that you will probably get in trouble for following those instructions. But we have people in this country that feel as though they can tell you to go to the wrong county and swear out a warrant against someone just so that you can be made a fool out of. Just so you can have a mark against you and you could be labeled as a troublemaker. A downright disrespectful criminal that is so hateful and mean. And why would anyone want to tell someone to go to the wrong county to swear out a criminal or violent warrant against someone, knowing that you could get in trouble for swearing out that warrant, knowingly swearing out a warrant in the wrong county? If you swear out a warrant in the wrong county, it could be a red flag. Because some people intentionally swear out warrants in the wrong county, because they know that they can't swear out that warrant in the county of origin. See, here in America, if you have an ought against someone and someone harmed you, you can, in some cases, swear out a warrant. But to my understanding, you have to swear out the warrant where the incident took place in that particular county. You don't go to the opposite county or county that is afar. But if you are instructed to do that and you don't know, you're just arriving in America or the particular county or city, and you just do what you are told to do. But then you have these counties and cities disrespecting you. They don't like you because someone gave you foul information. Someone who was supposed to and is getting hired to give you the correct information didn't do it. And they know they didn't do it, because that's their job, to tell people what the law is. Their job is to instruct people. So they know, especially if they have been doing it for years. So if it is my prerogative to do the right thing and stand for justice, equal justice for everyone without doing harm, what is wrong with that? I have a prerogative, and that is to try to get along with everyone, and hopefully we'll have a better world. But sometimes people take advantage of my situation. They know that I am from a different county or city or town or country. They know that I'm a woman, and they know that I am not so highly educated with the laws. So they abuse their power and their authority, and it causes so much inequality and injustice. So people can just tell the truth and say, if you want to swear out a warrant against someone, you swear out a warrant in the county where the crime or that particular happening took place. You do not go to a non-jurisdictional county. Simple as that. What's wrong with that? But see, we have chaos when people try to get back at someone and they don't want to give you the right information because they don't want you to get anywhere. They don't like what you're doing. They don't want you to swear out a warrant, period, because they think that you shouldn't. They think that you are totally off and you shouldn't be around. Well, say that then to people instead of giving them foul information that causes the court's problems, the plaintiff and the defendant problems. Total disaster. Oh, what is my prerogative? That people just leave people alone. If you don't like somebody, leave them alone. If you don't like what someone's doing, you sit down and you have a meeting with them and you talk to them about that. If you don't think that you can get along, really, if you think that you cannot get along with someone, understand that. That's what you believe. Maybe you should talk to the person. And if you cannot, by all means, leave them alone. Sometimes we do not like what people do and say, but we move on, knowing that we cannot change people. But in my position, if I'm getting paid to do a job to de-escalate that situation, that is the job that I'm getting paid to do. And by no means whatsoever is it my job to confuse people and cause them more harm. And then on top of that, other people are now disliking the person that I gave the misinformation to. And I'm a coward. I'm sitting back laughing in talking about the person that I deceived, that I stabbed in the back. It's my job to give people the correct information, whether I like it or not. So why would someone tell someone a lie and then cover up that lie? Now the person that is deceived, the person that was told to go to the wrong county and swear out a warrant, is labeled crazy. Oh, but let's look at this person's record. Somebody else said that this person was crazy and this person did something crazy in the past. Bullying. Now I'm targeting and bullying someone? Or are we targeting and bullying people, pulling up their records, studying someone's past and their history, and mocking them? Are we harassing to the point where this person or persons cannot even stabilize their lives? It's my prerogative to change my life and be better, to get along with people. And if I know that I harmed someone for 10, 20, 30 years by giving them the wrong information, deceiving them, backstabbing people, sending them to the wrong county or city to swear out warrants, and I need to do something with my life. I need to be responsible for all of the chaos and the pain, misery, envy, the hatred that I instilled. I need to get a job for real. And I need to wake up and smell the coffee. I need to get it right. Because look at what I'm doing to people with my hatred. The misconception, the driving people into so much disbelief and disorganization. It's my job. Whether I'm a police officer, a lawyer, a judge, a nurse, a doctor, a school teacher, it's my job to inform people and make it right and not spread hateful lies and rumors about people when I know that I initiated the chaos. It's my prerogative to have a happy life. And everyone, enjoy your holidays and get along with everyone around the world and make this world a better place. I'm out of here.